הסמן שן יודחס סיף בייס. השייכת בשבס לחילה. We're speaking about a chayla sheyesh bei sakonem, and his refuah required that he should eat meat. And there was no meat available, so they shechted in Shabbos for this chayla. Bein shecholo meyesmel, say this chayla sheyesh bei sakonem was already erev Shabbos sick, and we know that he will need this meat on Shabbos. So we will see there is no problem of mukta on this meat, because it is called mukhan, because they were aware that they have to shech Shabbos for him. So the meat was min ha-mukhan. Bein shecholo hayayim, or he became sick today, became a chayla sheyesh bei sakana today, so then there'd be a smorah to say it is not min ha-mukhan, because he did not know that this person would become a chayla sheyesh bei sakana in Shabbos and would need meat. So perhaps it'd be a smorah to say it is muktzeh. Afal pikein, it is not true, it is not mukzeh. Muta habori lechel mimenu chai b'Shabbos. Someone else who is not sick at all, but now we have meat, raw meat, so the meat is not mukzeh, even though he became a chayla sheyesh bei sakana in Shabbos. We'll see mishtabur why. But meat is not mukzeh, so therefore, anyone who is around is permitted to eat this meat, as long as it is not cooked, chai, as long as it is raw, b'Shabbos. Avol ha-mevashel, but if someone cooked for a chayla sheyesh bei sakana in Shabbos, or yoso shal meloche lechayla, or he did another meloche for a chayla, also b'Shabbos lebori a lechayla she'ein bei sakana. So then, so let's say he cooked a pound of meat for a chayla she'ein bei sakana, and it was under the assumption that he needs this pound of meat. And then later, in the middle of eating, he lost his appetite. So we have extra meat. So the din is, no one is permitted to eat this meat in Shabbos. Also, labori, someone that is healthy, oy lechayle she'ein bei sakana, or let's say heb achayle she'ein bei sakana, that there are kulas ay achayle she'ein bei sakana that needs meat. Let's say achayle she'ein bei sakana needs meat. One is permitted to tell a guy to cook for him. So there are kulas we took into consideration that this person is a chayla she'ein bei sakana, we were matar amir la'akum. Here, l'chayla, we have something which is much better. I cooked a pound of meat for chayla she'ein bei sakana, and now it comes out, he only ate a half a pound of meat, he doesn't need any more meat, I have extra meat, and this is a chayla she'ein bei sakana, which one is permitted to tell a guy to cook for him, but I have this cooked meat already. Afal pikein, this meat that was cooked for the chayla sheyesh bei sakana is also for anyone to eat in Shabbos besides the chayla sheyesh bei sakana. So even though now I have a chayla she'ein bei sakana, he is not, and I'm not permitted to tell a guy to cook for him, but he is not permitted to eat from this meat.
כניסה on the person, on the body,
or כניסה on the meat? כניסה on the meat. וחיישינן שמו ירבה בשבילי. That Chazal were afraid that when we're cooking meat, so we ever had to cook meat for this chayle sheyesh b'sakone, so Chazal were afraid the person who is cooking might think, well, I'm cooking side to side, so I'll add another ounce of meat, so someone will also have what to eat, l'kovet Shabbos. And a person is also to be nichshol in this, so therefore Chazal asked on the chefs, on the meat. The meat is also a meat, raw meat, which was cooked in Shabbos, is also to a bori or to a chayla shein by sakone. And they bring a mordik a chiddish from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, this chayla sheyesh by sakone. 9 o'clock, he was a chayla sheyesh by sakone, and they cooked for him a pound of meat. And finally, he only needed half a pound. And then, in the afternoon, he became ois yesh by sakone. So he's also not allowed to eat the meat. This meat is only permitted to be eaten through a chayla sheyesh b'sakone.
Well, you know, this. You cook that, then another person became chayla sheyesh b'sakone. Can you eat that?
I think so.
Yeah. What they taken?
Eating well. Yeah.
So what
Chazal asked this meat for a bori. That means this meat is not permitted. It has a din of macholas asuris. This meat is only mutter for a chayle who qualifies for a chayle sheyesh b'sakon. Anyone else who does not fall into this category, this anissa on this meat. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Shecholo hayayim, the person became, so he says, loymi boy, if he was chayle, it was a chayshesh b'sakone, erev Shabbos, so tzitzo was not muktzeh, because we knew that we'll have to shecht a behemoth today for this chayla, so we're not mestiach das from the meat of this behemoth. Now, afilu shechola hayoyim, afilu this person became a chayla sheyesh b'sakone in Shabbos, v'loy amrinan de behemoth hi mukze machmas isam. We don't say l'chayre, so erev Shabbos bein ha-shmoshes, we should say it was iskatsoi bein hashmoshes, means bein hashmoshes, it was not min hamuchon, it was not oimed to be eaten, because you can't eat the meat of this behema on Shabbos, because you're not allowed to shecht on Shabbos. Afal pikein, I don't say that. V'loy amrinen the behema hi mukse machmas isa viskatsoi bebein hashmoshes machmas isa shrite shebo'oi soi pam loy hoya choyla adayin. So there was no intent whatsoever to eat this meat before in Shabbos. She datei yoleh l'shochto, because he's not allowed to shech in Shabbos. Havobikein, it is mutter, donan kaimolon ke Rabbi Shimon teles loy mukse. We hold like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold of mukse. Eleheise de dachye b'yadayim. Unless this person alone did a maise to show that he has no intent to use the material to gain. Ner shigliku olav ba'isei Shabbos. You have a ner, a large ner, And they were madlik. He was madlik the Ner Erev Shabbos with an intent it should burn the whole Shabbos. So he, from his actions, that's what he had kindled, the Ner Erev Shabbos, that showed that he has no intent whatsoever of using the shemen. He will not use the shemen to put into his eggs or anything else, because he, by being madlik at Erev Shabbos, he shows through his actions that this is oimed to burn the whole Shabbos. Shleili Shabbos by Boisei Shabbos, given Shidlik by Avol Gabi Behema Loi Dachya Biyodayim. But by Behema, there was no Pu'ula Chiyuvis. There was no Maisa Mitzidoi that showed he has no intent to eat from this Behema. That means he didn't do anything. You'll ask him, well, is this behema oimed lachila in Shabbos? So I'll tell you, well, poshut, you're not allowed to shecht it in Shabbos, because it could be, it will be, muta, could be there'll be a chayla sheyesh beisak on them. So since there is a possibility in his mind that could be, even though it's not oimed to be eaten, we don't know of any chaylim around, but since there is a possibility that there might be a need to shechter on Shabbos, so memele, he was not mesiach das from this meat. So memele, so if the possibility arose, and now I have a chayla sheyesh beisakonim, he is permitted to eat from this meat. So now we said, but so if and so it's irrelevant. If the chayla sheyesh beisakona became a chayla before Shabbos or afilu in Shabbos, muta habori, someone who's healthy is permitted to eat from this meat raw. Hakam. I let us be afraid if a bori will be able to derive benefit from the meat. So the reason is kiven de ika hashchita letzayra chachayla. The shchita is for the chayla. The evshel kezayis boso b'loy shchita. So the pula I am doing, a kizayis of bosa also needs a shchita on a 2,000-pound bull. Aber lemaisa, for kizayis, you also have to shecht the behemet. Leishayich bosa shem o yarbe bishvile. That means the maisa that is being done has to be done for a kizayis or for 200 kizayisim. So mamela, there is no shash on being that would a matter for a person to derive benefit from the bsar that was nishkad. There's no shash that if he will be able to derive benefit, he'll do more malachim. There isn't the shrita is the same if you're being matar kizayis or the whole behemoth. But he's only permitted to eat this meat chai b'Shabbos, only raw. Or b'loy melichet, he's not allowed to salt the meat. Also limloyach b'Shabbos, one is not permitted to salt meat in Shabbos. I think Zeir Mishum Ma'abed. So he's not allowed to salt the meat. So therefore, he'll eat the meat raw without salting it.
Now what? I'm sorry, the melichet is traditional, no?
No. And then here in Shabbos is not. Here it's a gzeira from Abed, I think. Yeah. B'lei melicha, da'osom lech b'Shabbos. V'adoche boi, now, but there's another shayla, the dam is also. V'adoche boi mishum dam ben. That means you have to wash it all first, because there's dam which is on top of the meat, is so that dam is also that dam is dam shapirish me'avorim. It's not anymore nivla in the meat. It was pirish. That dam is also. I'm not allowed to eat this dam. So I'm permitted to wash it off. In this show, he explains there's no shayla of tikkun manem because I'm not being misakin the meat. The meat is mutter without the hadocha. There is something that is covering the meat that's also. So I'm taking that off. I'll take off an eggshell from an egg. So say, oh, I think you want it, because now with the eggshell, couldn't eat the egg, a hard-boiled egg. But that's not called you were misaking the egg. The egg was misaking before. You have something on top of the egg which is preventing you from eating the egg. So I take off the shell. So that's not called a tikkun to the, just like it's not called a tikkun to the egg, it's not called a tikkun to the boso that the dam ha'oso was removed. And also else, for the same reason, there's no shayla of boiler. Because just like you're allowed to take off an eggshell from an egg right before the achila, it is a din of oichol mitoich psoilus. Since the oichol cannot be eaten till you take off the psoilus, so it's called oichol mitoich psoilus. That's how I eat the egg. That's how I eat a banana, by peeling the peel off. So this also is a din. I have meat that is coated with dam ha'oso. So I, right before I eat it, I'll wash it off.
You'll be required to salt it to draw out.
That's what, because the reason you have to salt it to draw out the blood is if you want to cook it. Because then, through the cooking process, if you won't take out the blood, it'll be dam shepirish. That dam moved. It went from out of the Yevorim into it was pirish from the Yevorim. That dam is also. So that is why we cook, we salt the meat, that it's going to go, the dam will travel from one place to the other place. And that is also, that is dam shepirish. So therefore, we salt the meat. But here, it's not going to, you're not going to cook it. For me, not going to cook it. So my mele. So there, yeah. That's, he said, Mashenken dam habolua boy leke isa calls man shalay pirish. That means the dam ha'ivorim, the dam that is nivla in the boso, and that dam there's no isa whatsoever. So mamela, she's allowed to eat it chai. So that is, what is he in the lost of the Mechaba? Mutar boy lecho mimenu chai. Bishabbos, yeah. Avol ha'mavashel, but if a person cooked meat, ayosu shal malocha l'chayla, also bishabbos lebori ay l'chayla shem b'shakona, d'cheshin nishem yarbe b'shvilay. Also bishabbos, so it's also bishabbos. Avol b'maytzoi shabbos, let's say a person cooked meat for a chayle sheyesh b'sakone in shabbos.
You don't salt it first?
Yeah, for him. Well, the one that you're cooking for, you salt it, you do everything. But the rest of the meat, which I'm not cooking, because he won't be allowed to eat it, that he's not allowed to salt eat them. Also b'shabbos, but if I cooked it, so it's also b'shabbos. It was left over from the chaylish yesh b'sakone. It's also b'shabbos. So the abori is not permitted to eat this meat. Avol b'moitzoi shabbos mutar miyat. Moitzoi shabbos, it's permitted to eat right away. V'loy be'inen lozeh b'shdei sheyei oseh. That means the halacha is, if I tell a goy to cook for me on Shabbos, or to do a malachiv. So Chazal said, we learned in the beginning of the Simen, Chazal said, if you tell a goy, So in order you should not derive benefit from Melechah Shabbos, it means I want to make sure that my Tzoy Shabbos are making a Suda right away, so I tell going to make a Kugel for me in Shabbos. So in Shabbos, he should make a Kugel. Right? He made a Kugel. He understood very well what I meant. Right? So now it's my Tzoy Shabbos. He has the Kugel. Now he has his 100 guests who are waiting. So he told him, how long did it take to make the Kugel? 3 hours. Okay, your Suda is first going to start 3 hours later. You're not going to derive any benefit from the Meloche that was done in Shabbos to the Goy, the time will elapse that it took for the Goy to make this. So that's by when a Goy does a Meloche Be'Israel for a Yid in Shabbos, so the Yid is not allowed to derive benefit from the Meloche to the Shir of B'chnei Sheyeyose will pass. He shouldn't derive any benefit from this Malacha. But over here, this was a Yid, this did this Malacha. It was a Malacha Muteres. He was allowed to cook this pound of meat for the Chayle Sheyesh B'Yisakonim. We asked a body to eat from this meat. But Mitzoy Shabbos right away, this body is permitted to eat it. Aber Mitzoy Shabbos mutter miyad, lebin in loze b'shdei sheyeyose. We don't need this man of b'shdei sheyeyose. Fine. Well, so we just said now that in Shabbos, a bori is not permitted to eat it. Uteimo im atavshu yofe bishvil achayle. Now, what is if the one? Reuven is a cook. He's cooking this meat for Shimon who's a chayle sheyesh b'yisakone. No, he has to taste good. He's sure a chayle doesn't have an appetite. He wants him to eat the meat. It's very important for his health. So the shaylus is there enough salt? Is there not enough salt? Enough spices? Not enough spices? So is the Reuven, the cook, who is cooking this for Shimon, is he permitted to taste the meat? Now, you just said a bori is not allowed to taste it. He's a din of macholis asures. So, is he allowed to be tayim from the tavshul? O timi ma tavshul yofa bishvil achayle muta gam b'shabbos. So here we really have to understand why is this, if he's a din of macholis asures, we asked it for a bori, So they bring for Rav Nissen Karelitz. Rav Nissen Karelitz said, whatever is being done for the chayle is equivalent to kilo, the chayle is eating it. It means I'm not tasting it for myself. I'm tasting it if it's tasty for the chayle. So this is called kilo. The chayla was toyim. A team for the chayla sheyesh b'yisakone, they gave it a din. Ki'ilu, the chayla sheyesh b'yisakone is toyim. Since it's for tzayrech ha-chayla. Fine. So you're allowed to be toyim. But to give it to a chayla sheyesh b'yisakone is also the gam hu kibori leinyin zeh. That means that is true. A chayle she'ein boisakone, I'm allowed to tell a goy to cook for him. That's true. There are some etayim for chayle she'ein boisakone. But I am not allowed to be marbed b'shiurim for a chayle shein b'yisakone. That means I want to cook an extra half a pound of meat for the chayle shein b'yisakone. The Yid who is doing this is doing an issa de'eraisa. And Chazal were afraid he might come to, so this is also for chayle shein b'yisakone. The gamu kibori linyin zeh, sha'oser min ha'toyre levashel avuroi al yidei Yisrael. Mina Torah, just like you're not allowed to cook for a bori, you're not allowed to cook for a chayla shem by sakonim. So if he is going to be permitted to eat from the meat, will be matter this meat for the chayla shem by sakonim. So another time, when I'll be cooking for the chayla shem by sakonim, the chayla shem by sakonim will be there, and the hospital says, you know, you're cooking now, you know, remember the last time? There was extra meat. Now, put in about another half a pound for me. So therefore, which is also min ha-toyrem. V'chayshinem, shem natiroi lechel mizeh, shem yarbe b'shviloi. So there's a shasha message. So it is also for any person who is not achayla sheyesh b'yisakonah. We're afraid. Shema yarbe bishvilei. So there are two oifanim how we can explain the shash. One oifan is litain boso l'soich akneiro. That means, let's say I put up a pound of meat to cook for the chaylish yesh b'sakone, and then someone passes by. You know, you're cooking already. Maybe put in another. A half a pound of meat for me. And if he does this is zicha and iser d'iraisa. That means a pat al ha'ish, and I'm putting in a raw piece of meat. So this is zicha also min ha'toyre. B'zeo iser d'iraisa k'shemar b'mishviloi. Now he says, afilu, because this ribui b'shiurim, this ribui, he's doing a new maise shel bishul bishvil abori. So that's zichra achilu Shabbos deraisa. Now he speaks about another shayla. Asilu hu marbe betam achas. Koyden sheyitain hakdeiro al haish. What is if he puts in a pound and a half of meat in the pot? Now, the chayla shesh b'sakona needs a pound. I put in a pound and a half of meat in the pot. The pot is not al ha'ish. Would I do any avera? No. I can put whatever I want in a pot that's not al ha'ish. I put in a pound and a half. Fine. So, the bowl, I didn't do anything wrong. Now I'm going to take the pot, which in this pot, there's a pound of meat, which has to be cooked for a chayla sheyesh b'sakon. I have to do this. As pikuach nefesh, I have to do this. So I'm going to take this pot and put it al ha'ish, and I'm permitted and mechuyev to take this pot, which has a pound of meat in it, and put it al ha'ish for the chayla sheyesh b'sakon. Now there's v'shas, I'm doing this pula muteres, there's another half a pound of meat in the pot. It's here. It's in the pot already. I didn't put it in now. So that is a ribui b'shiurim, that means through my pu'ula of putting this pound of meat, which I have a heter. I have a heter to put this al ha'ish al pikuach nefesh. In this pound of meat, in the pot is another half a pound. But I'm putting the pot on because I'm mechuyev and mutter to put on the pot for the pound, which will be cooked. God, there's another half pound also. So now he says, afilu, if he puts in later a half a pound of meat when it is al ha'ish already. Now, afilu hu marbe bepam achas, but afilu, he put everything in the pot, koidem sheyitain hakdeira al ha'ish. So that's also min ha'toyreh. V'yesh oimrem dahave derabonan. Others say this iser of ribui b'shiurim, that means that when I put the when I put the pad on the pad, I have a head to of the course nefesh to put it on the pad, and when I put the pad on the head, head to of the course nefesh. Now, grad in the pad, there's another extra half a pound, which is no header, but I'm not doing a new mice on this. This mice is a mice that is mutter for the pound of meat. And God is an extra half a pound there. V'yeshoymim David Rabbon on Kivin Shubi Pramachas.
Who did the Rabbon? What can we say that this longer could work out? What? With the sport of the Raisa?
I don't think so. Because he's not doing anything. I just put it on the flame, and as long as it takes to cook him, he's not. After it's on the flame, he's not doing any melachos anymore. The flame is cooking already. I don't think there should be a difference. It could be there's a very interesting psak from the Chofetz Chaim. He wrote a sefer, Machne Yisrael. Now, Machne Yisrael was smirdik, we see the concern of the Chofetz Chaim for a Yid in all Matzavim. There were Yidin in the army who were in difficult positions. And they're difficult Matzavim. They are the real Shailas. The real Shailas were by them. So he wrote the Sefer Machne Yisrael for soldiers. So if we want to see what the Chofetz Chaim held, Meiker Adin, the coolest you find there, because there he bent backwards, was a Meidikishah Satrak. So he says, a Meidikipsak. He says, I think that the lumdus of that psak is totally in this machlekes. He says, you have a soldier that he has orders on Shabbos, they have to leave. Fine, they're leaving. Then in those days, in summer, they carried. They left them, then they went by foot and they carried. And he has to take along his gun. That's because nefesh. That means he's in the army, and if you want, takes the gun, that's because nefesh. So he has to take the gun. So carrying the gun is no shaila. Now, he has another problem. Where he is, the place where he was staying in his bunk, he had his tefillin there. And to carry the tefillin, let's not talk about the muktzedikisha, which is a very small shayla. Let's talk about the carrying shayla. The alternative is one of the two. If he leaves the tefillin there, it's goodbye tefillin and goodbye hanochas tefillin for him for the next 3 years. That's if he takes the tefillin, so he'll have tefillin. So he says, so the Chofetz Chaim was matter to carry the tefillin in the same bag and hand that he's carrying the gun. That's the good Shira. That means when I'm carrying with this with another hand, that's the shalom. That's, to carry tefillin. Not to be mechalo Shabbos to carry tefillin. So you won't have to all finish. But in the same hand that I have the gun and other things which are pia malchus, I have to carry. So from that, I'll put my tefillin also on the same hand. So, l'cheira, then there's a head of ribi b'shiurim, and I think then he bent backwards, and this is at the Rabbanon, like some poiskim, and the mokim hefsed merube, they were makel on the Rabbanon. That was, I think, so that, l'cheira, I think that was pshat, there he doesn't say lomdus, he didn't write lomdus for the soldiers, he just wrote piskei alochis, but this is what he wrote in Machne Yisrael. Okay, so here we have a machlokes. If there's a din of ribui mishiurim, if the same pu'ule that he's doing a meloche hamuteres, if he's permitted to to be in the same pool if it's mutter to be meisef. V'yeshayim im da'ava da'abon ha'kim en shibepam achas. Ha'im b'meisheisem mogen avrom. Ha'im b'simriyam es chesed, shibirana ra'im ha'gmor, adik k'day rishayne, l'etzos min ha'toyer. But al kaponem, there's a machlekes ha'poiskim. Agav uche. There is a halacha. Memale odom kitain shomayim biyontes afal pish ein itzorir elwa lakais achas, which means as follows. In yontes, you'll have to cook for yontes. In yontes, you're not allowed to cook for chol. And I have my tzoy Shabbos, I have an affair that 200 guests are coming. We need a hot tea to serve them right away. And now it's Yom Tov. And how do I get... Now I need a glass of tea. So I go and take a big pot, and I fill it up with water, fill the brim with water, and then I put it on the flame. Why are you putting it on the flame? I need a cup of tea. So Mamela, so it's one pool. So there the din is. There, since this is, Bishul Biyontif is better than Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh is perhaps called Techuya, but Bishul Biyontif is called Hutram. So I think the Ran says in the notes, so since the Iker was Huta, that means a cup of tea, I'm allowed to put up a water for a cup of tea, so I'm allowed to put up 200 gallons more also in the same pot. If when I put it on the flame, the pot is full already. The poor new water is a chaosa, but still the new water I'm cooking for chayil. Okay, right, also, now, Shemayarbe Bishvilek. Now let us see the remote. Hago. So now here we were speaking about the halachis that a yid cooked for a chayle sheyesh by sakone. So we said the chayle sheyesh by sakone is, we say it's a chayle allowed to cook for him, he's allowed to eat it, but a bori is not permitted to eat it. Ago vafilu bishul al yedei eini Yehudi. It was a real fluma chilul Shabbos. That means I am my chayla sheyesh boi sakone, and I am my chayla sheyesh boi sakone, and I tell the goy to cook for him, and the goy is cooking more than the chayla sheyesh by sakona needs. So we're only speaking about a melacha de rabbonon of a goy. The goy cooks it. Af al pikein, they asked the whatever was cooked for the chayla sheyesh by sakona, whatever is left over, is also for a bali. Also, b'shabes, Labori lehones mimeno, avo b'maitzoi Shabbos mutar miyad. Maitzoi Shabbos, it's mutar miyad. B'taimai the kivin deini Yehudi bishel beheta leiboi lhamte bechdei shiyasu. So this is mutar maitzoi Shabbos alati. Have it in Shabbos itzosa. Agavuchem, and this she brings a very interesting shaila. That he says, there's a chayle sheyesh boi sakone that needs a glass of tea. So fine. But there's a guy here in the hospital, there's a guy attendant. So there's a, let's say, there's a tea kettle full with water. And I have to tell the guy to put on the flame to cook it. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, so l'chayre, I should first spill out the full kettle. I should first, before I tell the guy to put on the fire, I should pour out the water. And the chaylish says, "Can only need a glass of tea." So I should pour out the water. So he says, "No, I'm not machuyev to do it. I can tell him that he needs tea, and even though he's cooking more than necessary, that's mutar. You're not allowed to derive benefit from it, but it's mutar. But if the guy is filling up, that means I'm not mechuyev to spill out the water. But if the guy is filling up the tea kettle, I can tell him, stop, don't fill up more. That was a hacha from Reb Shlomo Zalman. Now one malache, v'gam loygozru boze mishum bishulei einam yehudim. Now a meridike chiddush, and we'll just elaborate for a few minutes on this chiddush. That means a guy cooks something for a chayle sheyesh by sakone in Shabbos. Fine. So we say, so a boy is not allowed to eat it. Meitzoy Shabbos is allowed to eat it. Now, Meitzoy Shabbos, you're eating it fine, there's no issa, but L'chayre's Bishal Akum. So L'chayre, you should not be able to eat it, of Bishal Akum. So there is a chiddush over here that since the whole Bishal was L'tzorech Achayle Sheyesh B'Yisakonem, so Meitzoy Shabbos, there's no Isser of Bishal Akum for a Bori who is now going to derive benefit from it. That's the Chiddush, the Gamle Gozer, B'Zemishum Bishule in the Yehudi. That's the Chiddush over here. Let us see further. Also, now, in Kotzat, Peiros mina mechuba lechayle b'Shabbos. Yid achayle sheyesh b'isakone, and he needed to eat peiros. So you cut off, let's say, an apple for this achayle sheyesh b'isakone. Afilu hoya achayle mibo'idyoim. Afilu was achayle mibo'idyoim. So memele. So, I know Erev Shabbos that in Shabbos we're going to cut off an apple for this chayla in Shabbos. Also, lebori b'Shabbos. So, a bori, he does know Shema Yarba b'Shviloi. That means he cut off an apple, finish. Just like by Shchita, we say, by Shchita, there's no Ribbe Bishurim, you have to shech the behemah. So here, if he needs the apple, you have to cut off the apple. So the kids say, cut off the apple, and there's left over half an apple, also Labori Bishabbos, even though he was a Chayla Miboid Yoim, so it wasn't Mukta, that means He knew that he'll be able to, there'll be an apple available on Shabbos. Mishum shegodo v'hoylech b'Shabbos v'yesh by mishum muktzeh. That means it was a chelik of the apple was growing in Shabbos. So this chelik, we cannot consider it's min hamuchan, that it was muchan to eat Leil Shabbos, because it wasn't on the world. It first grew in Shabbos. So the chelik, which was nitoisev in Shabbos, is mukse, and therefore bori is not permitted to eat it. I really don't know. Yeah, I don't know if the it grows. We'll see in a minute. I mean, there's an apple that doesn't grow. I don't know if the bull did grow. Miboidyoim, Ratzalayim, Miboidyoim, Miboidyoim, Likse, Sapri, Bishabbos, Balachios, Neshein, Achon, Meelis, Klaub, Mechuba, Kiyetse, Bezeh, Shugodel, Vahiles, Bishabbos. Avol, Pri, That, so Mamela, there's no concept of a chana to be making something which Leo Shabbos was not in existence. Aval pri shenigma bishule, but what if the pri is ripe already? Bishuv ein godel vahilesh meyeles bayachone, aval bishu mechuba. Aval, because there was, so if the chayle was a chayle erev Shabbos, so the one who's cutting it knows that we'll have to cut an apple for him in Shabbos. So the apples are called muksa. Amochele shenech layim, also b'chol gavni lihonis lebori, mishum muksa de mechuber, because he didn't know b'chol, he has to cut an apple. Shagodol v'hoylech, ayim b'mogen avrom, shemakshe, de lebotel hagidulim, be'iker, shua harayv shal heta. The Magen Avraham did not understand this halacha. That is 100% true, that in this apple there is, let's say, a minute chalek which grew in Shabbos, but when it came boilam, it came boilam b'taruvos, that means it wasn't nikar. When they asked me when it came, when it grew in the apple, it grew bitaruvais. So then there's halachim that even though it's a dover sheyesh lematirin, it is bottle is when it came boilom, it came bitaruvais. Li bottle agidulim beiker, shua roiv shal heter, vi muter leborik shenechlo mi boid yoim. That means that if the whole apple is in muksim, so the chalik that grew should become bottle to the rest of the apple, the mira grom it's hadid gam kenla. Came lahaloche like the Magen Avraham, not like the Ramah, that even there's a chelik which grew in Shabbos, but the chelik becomes bottle to the rest of the apple. Kishem shalso lavasho bu, just like one is not permitted to cook something on a flame, kach also lavasho betilde so, one is not permitted to cut something on something that derived heat from a flame. Keep going. Litain beya bitzad kedeira. I'm going to put an egg next to a hot pot. Now the pot got heat from an ash, but the pot alone is not ash. That's tuldei sa'u. But this is also minatayre. Oy le sadra al sude shuham bo kedeshet itzolef. Or I had something that was heated up ala ish. It has in it, it contains the heat of ish. And now I'm going to fry an egg on this sude. So it's also because this is also minatayre. Just like you're not allowed to cook al ha'ish, you're not allowed to cook on something that derived the heat which is inside of it from ha'ish. That's minataya. Let us see the Vav de Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll go further. Tel de sur, v'ma bashul boy chayiv. And if you cooked on tel de sur, you chayiv. L'fikach ha'meniach peiris, oy mayim ala tanuch, you have an oven, and on top of the oven you put peiris or water. So the oven is not, the oven is hot because it has in itself the heat from the ash, but this is told this so. Oy besoich akochlin. Akochlin is a type of a furnace, and there were compartments in this furnace that they were able to put food in them. And these compartments were heated up because, since it's part of the furnace, so they were heated up from the ash in the furnace. So this is tell this whole la chesusa katana v'nisma shlusham chayiv. So this is also מן התורה. מן רבון נוסו, נניח אפילו לקרינים שהוא סיפור זו קמאים. Let's say I'll put in now some cold water in these compartments, and later the guy is going to... Someone else going to put on an ash later, so this will be also mit Rabban. Holding a bishul and it's going to be simin zeh. She yachm gam bedavish nisbarsha. They told the soul. Now let's go back to the mechaba. Vafilu betel deischama. Now we will at the end of the sif we will learn that if one cooks bichama, it cooks something in the rays of the sun. So this is mutter. You'll have to cook in the rays of the sun. But to cook betel deis chama, that means I have, let's say, an iron that was sitting in the sun and a piece of iron, and now it has in itself the heat of the sun, and now I'm going to fry an egg on this hot piece of iron. So this is also midarabonim, because here, Chazal wa geyzer tel deis chama tach tel deis ur. That means I have a hot piece of metal, and so if I'll say that you're allowed to fry an egg in this hot piece of metal, so another one will take a hot piece of metal that acquired the heat from the ur, from ash. You can't differentiate. We'll see if I'm cooking directly from the rays of the sun. So you see, I'm cooking from the sun. Mishul b'cham is mutar. But if I'm cooking from someone or something on something that became heated up through the sun, that's also midarabonim. The portion is a piece of material. Above all, kabonim, it's something that seems you can find egg on it. Can besuda shulchan b'cham also b'zeira otu told the soul. B'chein also latmila b'chol. You're not allowed to be matmin something, an egg, let's say, in hot sand. B'baba trochim shulchlo. Even though it's also me the Rabbona. Ve'efshel l'acha Shabbos muta aflo mevashel atzmai. That means a chiddush, that even though he cooked it b'mezid in Shabbos, but could be, we learned of a person cooks in Shabbos b'mezid, it's also loy loylom. So that could be dafke by a bishul de'araise, a bishul de Rabbonon. Could be it's muta aflo mevashel atzmai. La'atmina, you're not allowed to... And to cover, to hide a egg in hot sand. A filu me boid yoin. A filu erim Shabbos in alatu duchil dover hamayisavevu kimavula besimereishn and zayin sivkimuch. Plus a lahatman by a filu me boid yoin kimavula shom. Pesusha rabbi kivegi haivi v'shem harashba damut a lahatman by boid yoin d'chol shulchan b'erim Shabbos minachame mitztana legamri b'ler Shabbos. So b'rashba is choylik on what it says in the Mechaber. B'choyl afilu im lo yatmin, afilu he won't envelop it with the sand. Hello, Yilgal Galena b'Shabbos agabi chol acham. To roll it on the hot sand, kadesh and kisul namiyosu. The gzeres hototold oil. Balkain also litzleis beya al gag reiseyach mechamot. You have a roof that is very hot, and they want to fry an egg on it. It's also the roof is toldeis chamot. Hamevashel bechamei tveria. If a person cooks bechamei tveria, so you have hot waters, hot springs, and potter michatos, tahavi kitildeis chamo. Since the heat, it's very interesting. The Gemara clears a shaila in Masechta Shabbos, where the heat comes from chamei tveria. There's one man, the Omer says, it comes from the Gehenim. The water first goes through the Gehenim, and it gets its heat from the Gehenim, and then comes on this world. So the Moses says, if you hold it comes from the Gehenim, so that's Tel Desaul. That's That's chayiv, then you're chayiv. But there's another tzad that doesn't come from the ganim, so it's a different source of heat. So memela, so then it's equivalent to tilde ischamo. So it's a tzad called a mishul deraisa, davik tilde ischamo. Avochay makis maldis isu yesh bazel. Kil kach osalamin macho gabi chamik veye b'shabbos. You're not allowed to cook and with chamik veye in Shabbos, avol hashis leim erim Shabbos muto. Ulaniach, but to make a shehiya erev Shabbos yalalto, because the concept of shema yichata does not apply. Nich b'seich and also b'shumat mon never double meisav hevel. My shikosu b'simin shin chavov sif gimel. Okay.